Welcome to another edition of Living Out Loud. I'm Barbara Venezia, and I'm here in the studio with my co-host, Renee Horsch, and Dr. Jorge Rodriguez.
Hey.
Hello.
And of course, Stasha the Wonder Dog is right over
we
here in her
Stasha.
Stroller. Yeah, so we are talking dogs today. And I thought we'd talk a little bit about, well, you have, let's see, Jorge, you have a dog.
We had an English bulldog. We have two English bulldogs. My other half used to raise them and breed them and
show
them.
I love those dogs, yeah.
They're the best. Seriously, I've never had one before now. I would never have another breed of dog at all.
They're like
really?
They're like monsters. I love them.
Yeah, they're just like big, sloppy, the most cuddly, wonderful. They snore. They fart. They're me. They're me with four legs.
They're you with four legs.
Okay. A lot of information there, Jorge. Dr. Jorge.
I don't think I can get the visual out of my head just now. So, Renee, what about your dog?
Oh, Truman. He's
Truman.
A white boxer.
That's a great name.
Yeah. My stepmother was like, she's like, so he's a gay Democrat? I said, he's neither. because she's like, well, Truman Capote and President Truman, right?
Yeah, there
I
you
said,
go.
Well, I said, no, we just thought it was a chic name. We thought it was kind of cool. So, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
It is chic.
Well, it's kind of tough, you know? Truman sounds kind of tough. And, yeah, he's a white boxer. He's not an albino.
They're beautiful dogs.
Yeah, but it's a big dog.
Yeah, they're kind of the same breed.
Yep.
You would like the breed because it's very similar.
I like
French bulldogs and all that. They're kind of tough, like little dogs. And but, yeah, he's not an albino. He's got brown, dark eyes. And in a litter, there can be 15 or 20% that turn out white. And what was really sad is that the breeders back in the day, I guess years ago, they would actually put those dogs down because nobody wanted them because they didn't have the traditional spots. Is that awful?
And now he's white. He's a Republican.
He's a white Republican. Yes.
That's redundant.
Yeah.
Well, you
he's a Beverly Hills. He's a Beverly Hills boxer, you know? So,
well,
yeah.
You guys all have these designer dogs.
Well,
yes. Let
me tell you, English bulldogs, I didn't know that, are super expensive. And they're the most stolen dog breed of all.
Really?
Yes. Look
no
it up.
Way.
I did not know that.
Yeah, especially around the holidays. It's sick. I mean, Kevin had one of his stolen.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so people, it is awful that people steal them. Because
they're like your children.
Kids.
Yes. Oh, my God.
They're like your
kids.
You knew Barbara before she got a dog, right?
Of course.
Barbara has changed.
She's a changed woman.
She is a changed woman.
She really is.
You have to admit it. Aren't you different with a dog?
Yes, I am. I am. Stasha is, you know, I got Stasha 4 years. Yeah, she's a dog.
She's great.
She really is a human with fur. And she doesn't know that
we
she's
call that a
dog.
Bear.
Yeah, we do in our world. Yeah.
You know, there is a bear convention.
Yes.
That's in Orange County, I think it is.
You ever heard of bears in space? You ever heard of that?
No, what is that?
What is
that? A circuit party or something? I heard somebody.
No, but somebody yesterday asked me to audition, all right, for a show called Where the Bears Are.
Yeah. Really?
Have you heard of Where the Bears Are?
Where the Boys Are. That was
That was like to be the doctor. Dr. Bear. It's another story.
Well, okay.
I don't even
that
know
was George
if
Hamilton.
I really want to go there.
That was George Hamilton and Yvette Mimieux, Where
oh
the Boys
God.
Are.
Yes, yeah, yeah. We're dating ourselves. But tell us about Stasha.
Well, I got
who's a person with fur.
Yes, I got Stasha when she is her mom was a lab and her dad was a chihuahua. And she's 30 pounds. And she,
her
I
father
got her,
was what?
Her dad was a chihuahua.
And her mother?
Was a Labrador.
Ooh,
that's what they told us.
That.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was a pretty
frisky chihuahua.
On their side.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know.
A little bang, bang, yum, yum, huh?
I got her 4 years ago at the Pet Expo in Orange County. And today we're actually going to be talking with Doug Poindexter.
I thought it was Stan that got it or wanted it.
Well, I mean, Stan is the one who actually picked her out of the litter. You know, there was a whole bunch of these little dogs running around in a pen. And so he's really the one who said, oh, let me hold that one. And,
really? What's this I hear about a dog hog?
Yeah, what's a dog hog? Yeah,
okay, so I am a dog hog because Stasha is always with me. And poor Stan is home alone without Stasha. So, yeah.
Oh, you got to leave her behind with Stan.
I know, but
that's being selfish.
Stasha has gypsy feet. Every time she sees me
what
grab my purse and get ready to leave, she gets all excited. She loves to get
We were with Stan and Barbara in their Vegas house one time.
Uh-huh.
And, like, Stasha was not around for 2 seconds. And Barbara goes, where's Stasha? Where's this coyotes? Where's Stasha?
Oh, well, yeah.
She got apoplectic.
Yeah,
well. I needed like an EpiPen.
Well, I am very attached to my dog, as you know, and she goes everywhere.
Yeah, well, I don't leave my dog out in the backyard all by itself.
No,
I have to physically go out with him and watch him do his business and tell him how great he is and all that stuff because we're afraid that he'll get stolen.
Right.
Well,
right,
yeah. We don't have a backyard because we live in a high rise.
But you have to actually walk your dog.
We walk the dogs. And let me tell you, there is somebody whose name I will not mention.
Uh-huh.
All right. But this person is one of the dancers in Dancing with the Stars.
Ooh, tell us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And they walk. They have 4 freaking dogs, uh-huh. All right, all different types, and this guy never picks up his poop.
That's terrible.
That's
never.
Really
that's
bad.
Never.
Terrible.
So there is like, yeah. So we like say, hey, you forgot to pick up your dog.
Hey,
crap.
Dancing well, with the Stars guy.
Yeah. You're nobody, man. You pick up your shit like the rest of us.
Well, I the only time I don't pick it up is when the yard is really crappy and they don't take care of it. I figure, well, it doesn't matter, right?
Because it matters.
Especially, I am never without a poop bag in my purse.
And when you walk around in L.A. and it's in the sidewalks. Really, I was going to put little signs on the poop. I was going to say vote for Trump. No, that's another thing. Forget it. No, people
that's
do
another,
say
that's
pick
another
it up.
Show.
That's another
show.
Pick it up.
Yeah.
Your mother doesn't work here anymore. Pick it up.
I know. Right. Now, you know, as a doctor, are there certain diseases and illnesses that we can actually get from our dogs, or is like dog stuff and people stuff? Like she can't get a cold from me or I can't get a cold from her.
No, you can't. But you know what? For example, one of the things that affects dogs a lot is parvo. You've heard of parvo virus?
Yeah, but I thought that was just when they were babies.
Babies, but people get parvo too. So that's a good question. You know, honestly, I don't know if you can
so
transmit
explain
it.
Explain what exactly is parvo.
Yeah, okay. What is parvo?
Parvo is a virus, and a virus is not a bacteria.
Okay.
All right, a bacteria, think of it as almost like an organism. It has like little hearts and stuff like that. A virus is basically just DNA wrapped in an envelope. That's it.
Okay.
Very simple. All right, so parvo is a virus that when you get it, it goes right to your bone marrow, which is where you make your red blood cells, and it impedes the making of red blood cells. So that's why you become anemic. So humans become anemic. Dogs become anemic, but they also become much sicker from it.
Wow.
All right. So usually it's short-lived. You get rid of it after like a week or so. But before you know it, you know, you think you just had the flu, and then you become very weak and tired.
Oh, wow. That doesn't sound fun.
It isn't. Wow. But I think for dogs it can be deadly, right? I mean
– I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. Well, you know, Stasha is on Pet Plan. That's her insurance.
Truman's got Pet.
Yeah,
Stasha has
Pet Plan, and they send out blasts all the time about, you know, the health of your animal and this and that. And one of the things they sent out was leptospirosis.
Leptospirosis.
Yes, and it was saying that now that the
$500
rains are coming, okay, and your dog's out and there's puddles, and then the dog drinks out of the puddles, and that they can get this disease, and it affects. It almost sounded like sepsis because it affects their kidneys, their liver.
Well, let me stop a minute. Any bacteria that you get can become septic. So septic is just a description. So as soon as any bacteria gets through their whole bloodstream, you know, that's sepsis. So leptospirosis can make you very, very sick, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you have to be very careful, it says, when you're walking your dog, that they don't drink out of puddles after a heavy rain.
No.
Yeah.
No. And
Truman drinks filtered water only.
Yes, yeah. So does Sasha.
Right,
yeah.
No.
Of course.
Yes, of course. You don't give your dog water out of the tap, do you?
I take it out of the tap. Why shouldn't the dog drink it out of the tap?
Oh, my God. You and the dog are going to glow in the dark someday.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding?
Come on.
Okay.
The dog
really
licks his own butt. Why wouldn't I give him tap water?
He has a point there.
He does have a point there. But okay, so you don't lick your own butt, so why are you?
You don't know me. You don't know me.
Yeah, he probably does. You never know. You know?
No, of course I don't. But my point is, you don't trust tap water, really?
No, I don't. I spend like a lot of money in my house to filter my water.
So you have a filter and connected to your tap.
Yes, and everything. No. Well, you know, speaking of dogs, we've got Doug Poindexter, who's calling in right now. And Doug is the president of the World Pet Association that puts on the Pet Expo at the Orange County Fairgrounds every year. Doug, are you there with us?
I am, Barbara. Thanks for having me.
Oh, well, you're on the radio with Jorge and Renee, my co-hosts. And so, Doug, what year is this for the Pet Expo?
This is the 27th year we've been doing this. It's hard to believe. It's been an exhibitor at the first one and then helping them start running them the second year they did them.
So for people who have never been to the Pet Expo, give me a quick snapshot. It's not only rescue dogs and cats.
No, it's every kind of dog, every kind of companion animal you can probably think of, from dog, cat, bird, fish, reptile, llama groups are there, potbelly pig group. We bring in about 60 agencies that will be there doing adoptions, and we adopt usually around 600 to 700 animals every year over the 3 days.
That's so nice. That's great.
It's just so fabulous to be able to find forever homes for that many animals. But we also, for those that are looking for a specific breed or a specific type of animal, we also have about 80 to 90 breeds of dogs, different breeds of dogs on display. And
what's your favorite breed?
Well, currently I have English setters.
Oh, nice.
An English setter, I should say.
Are those the ones that, like, when they sneeze, they pee? Don't they have, like, loose bladders? No.
That's kind of like the Cocker Spaniel.
Oh, that's what I meant. A Cocker Spaniel does that.
And the Cocker Spaniel people hate me for saying that.
But it's true.
Next weekend.
You got to watch out for those Cocker Spaniel people, you know?
That's right. But, no, the whole idea behind the show is that we want everybody to have a great time and enjoy, and it's so much fun to see everybody, how they light up around pets and how much joy pets can bring to their lives. But we want to make sure that when they decide to get a pet, whatever it might be, that they know exactly what's required of them to take care of that animal for the life of the animal, so they don't end up back in a shelter or someplace worse. So we bring in and donate probably 70% of the space at this show to various hobby groups like the 90 breeds of dogs and the reptile clubs and the fish clubs and the bird clubs and the potbelly pig clubs.
I think that's amazing. I want to ask you a question, though.
Yep.
Do you think that bird people are a little weird?
They are an odd breed.
No,
aren't
I'm
they?
Seriously. Do you think so? I do.
Doug, everybody in our control room has got the thumbs up on weird bird people.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
They're eccentric. They're eccentric.
You're probably, you're probably right because I had a bird at one time.
Oh,
so did I. I had a parakeet when I was a kid.
Did you kiss it? I have a friend that kisses his bird. I think this is so bizarre.
Oh my!
I actually owned a pet store. I had a parrot. Or actually, when I was working for a pet store, I guess it was. I actually had a parrot as well. So.
I had a cockatoo.
We're just going to let that remark go.
Yeah,
so, Doug, tell me, where can people get tickets? What's your website?
The website is petexpooc.org, and they can get tickets there. The general admission is $13, seniors 60 and over 11, and children 6 to 12 or 8, and 5 and under are free.
And it's important to remember you cannot bring your pet to the Pet Expo.
Oh, really?
That's correct.
Yes.
We did that because it's just not
fair.
It's not a responsible thing to do. When you've got 1,000 animals already on the fairgrounds with everybody that we bring in, to have the public bringing their pet as well, while we'd love to have them come and visit and enjoy all the things that are going on, it's just not a responsible thing to do. It makes for too many animals in one place, and
therefore,
say for the public's animals or the animals that are there on display.
Therefore, you will never see Barbara Venezia there.
No, that is not true. Actually, Doug, I am going to be there next weekend without Stasha, who you know we've talked about her before. I adopted her 4 years ago at the expo. So I'm going to leave her home for a couple of hours, and I'm going to come and say hi at the Pet Expo.
Great, come by and stop by the show office and ask for me, and they'll find me on radio someplace, and I'll come by and say hello.
I certainly will. Now, how many people are you expecting this over the 2 days?
45,000 folks that showed up. So if the weather stays nice and, this show is so Southern Californians are such wimps when it comes to
to weather.
If gets a little too hot or some moisture falls from the sky, we all run for cover. So, You know, it kind of depends on the weather and as to how many people we get out there. But we'll be there rain or shine, and we'll be having a great time.
All right. Well, I will see you there. And thanks so much for calling in, Doug.
Well, thanks for having me on. Appreciate it. See you next week.
See you next week, Doug.
Thanks, Jorge. Thank you.
He's a great guy.
Oh, he does a great thing. That sounds amazing.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, over 27 years, there's literally tens of thousands of animals that have found forever homes through the Pet Expo, which is and it's more than just animals around. You go into the buildings, and there is every sort of thing you can imagine to buy for
and
your dog.
I was just thinking
cat.
That you're not going
to
take Stasha, but you're going to come out buying a lot
of
stuff.
Oh, I'm going to buy a lot of stuff for Stasha. It's stuff you cannot find. You know, jeweled this. Dog bowls.
Bejeweled, bedazzled.
Yes. I'm going to be buying all kinds of crazy stuff for Stasha. Absolutely. And it's just a great thing. Well, thanks for listening. And that's another edition of Living Out Loud.
Woo!